The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Those lows and just frustrating times were honestly where God did some of the coolest stuff in my life personally in walking with Him. And so that's why I just wanted to encourage people, man, it doesn't feel good, but God can use moments that don't feel good to us to totally impact other people's life.
Coming up on Life Today, Tim Tebow helps you find significance in the unique mission God has set before you.
You know, we asked Tim Tebow to do a second show with us, and I got to be honest, Betty, I've never seen you so excited. Is it just because he's so good looking?
He is that too, but his book really relates, I think, to the Christian that feels like maybe their purpose has left them, that they feel like that maybe, what am I supposed to do? There's so many people out there that are well known and in front of people, but how do I make a difference? It's just the Christian that's at home as a mother or as a father providing for their family. And to me, your book touches on that, and it really blessed my heart.
Well, you know, he's a famous athlete, but he makes the person that felt like, I'm the guy that's never picked. I'm the person, you know, and you've been amazed when people have told you, because I'm supposed to be a good communicator, and people say, Betty's the one that blesses us the most. We see Jesus in her.
I didn't even want to be on television at all. I got drafted by God, I think, though.
Okay, I want you to tell us about the girl that you met in South Africa, which we've lived in Africa and South Africa, and that's what our mission base is for all the continent of Africa. Tell us about how you got engaged to Demi.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's so incredible. I actually was fortunate enough to get to connected with her through one of our initiatives at our foundation, which is called Night to Shine. It's a worldwide prom for people with special needs. And that's actually how we got together. She had a sister with special needs, and we had our first ever Night to Shine in South Africa. So that's how we got together. And honestly, from our first date, we kind of knew we were going to get married. But then, you know, in chapter one, we talk a lot about the proposal and actually call it mission proposal, because to me, it was a mission, you know, and I had to pull out all the stops to be able to do it. But you know what was so important to me is to be able to try to have a story that she would be proud of telling the rest of her life, because she matters that much to me to be able to do everything I can, you know, to be able to show her just how much I love her. And you know what, something that really was also impactful to me is, man, when I think about that, just how much I was willing to pull so many people into having a special moment. I think what's convicting to me is I've done all of that. Have you ever pulled all those things together to show Jesus how much He matters to you? Have you ever pulled all that together to show people how much they matter to you? Now, it's special because she's my wife, and I always want to show her that every day. But we also need to have the same heart to be able to show people how much they matter to us as well.
Well, it's a fabulous, fabulous story. And I want everybody to get the book. Here it is. And, you know, it might be better if you'd had Demi on here with you. It probably would have even been more captivating cover.
It would look a lot better, yes.
Some might say, well, how about just her? Listen, I want you to take a couple of chapters here, because you're talking about mission possible, and you're talking about life with a purpose. And, you know, we talked in the program the other day that Jesus said, if you lose your life, basically in me, and we need to understand that that's in His kingdom purpose. And if when we lose it there, then we have purpose in every area of our life. And I love the chapter titles. Here's two of them that just kind of jumped out. Matter of fact, you and I just discussed them for a moment. Purpose in the present, which could mean present challenges, situations, blessings, whatever. But then purpose in the resistance. Could you touch on the importance of those two chapters and why they seem to jump out at you when you just look at everything we're going through today? Take the first one.
Yeah, I wanted to really encourage people, especially with purpose in the present, that so many times we feel like, oh, there's only purpose one day when I go on a mission trip to a third world country, or there's only purpose when we redo, when I give to a nonprofit, or when we redo our church, or in these big moments. And I would encourage people that it's not just about the 3-week mission trip you go on one day. It's not just about, you know, those big moments in your life, but it is about every moment that you have. I believe as long as we have breath, we have purpose. In the little moments in our life of being able to transcend the task, transcend the journey, you have presence, you have purpose in those present moments, right? When you show up to work, it's not a 9-to-5. That might be your job and your occupation, but that never supersedes your purpose. You can have purpose even in those moments. You can transcend that task from a job, from an occupation, into having a mission, into having purpose, into having ministry in that. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And when we do that, we know that God can show up in any of those moments and work through us at any of those times. And so I wanted to encourage people that not only can there be purpose in the present, but there could also be purpose in the resistance, purpose in the obstacles, right? God can use all those things together for good, and he can use them in your life, and he can use them for your life and for other people's lives. So sometimes we think, well, purpose feels really good when things are going right, when we're on that mission trip, when we feel great, when we're praising and worshiping, it feels good. But you know what? God can use the moments that don't necessarily feel good to us or aren't necessarily the mountaintops. He can also use the valleys and everything else that he wants.
Have you found in those times when you were pushed back and really picked on, you were criticized by media representatives, by very various forces, even sometimes in the athletic realm where you lived, did you find in those moments how you responded opened the hearts and the eyes and the minds of people around you where you could actually show them the real essence of life and the real meaning of life in Christ? Did those challenging times you find God used to open doors to see lives totally transformed?
I think in a lot of personal relationships with teammates, friends, I think through the criticism, it gave us the chance to have the best conversations. I think the highs gave me a platform, but I think the lows gave me a chance to have a better testimony. And I couldn't have said it probably in the moment that I was grateful for it, but now looking back, so many of those lows and just frustrating times were honestly where God did some of the coolest stuff in my life personally in walking with him, but also in just stories with people around me and in relationships. And so that's why I just wanted to encourage people, man, it doesn't feel good, but God can use moments that don't feel good to us to totally impact other people's life. Like, you know, the greatest moment in history when Jesus went to the cross, it didn't feel good to Jesus, but he knew he had purpose in it. And the purpose was to rescue us, right? And so we need to look at the author and perfecter of our faith and have the same mindset that he had, right? He was willing to give. He was willing to love. He was willing to endure. He was willing to do all those things, not only when it felt good, but when it felt bad. And that's how we can also choose our convictions over our emotions.
You know, as I watched your life, Tim, I felt like your parents and their mission outreach and the things they touched with God's love really made a very definite impression and impact on your life. Am I right about that?
I would say that it had one of the greatest impacts on my life.
Did you find inspiration from seeing needy people in needy places, whether it's the Philippines or wherever, to cause you to notice the challenged people physically and start reaching out to them as overlooked and say, I'm going to find a way to bring them joy, even when, like you did the proms? Explain some of that, because our viewers are very interested. They know when they watch Life Today that they're going to hear two people and our guest who love them as much as we do a hungry child or a thirsty child or a trafficked person that we're trying to set free. We love them. They know that. They know that when they come in here, we're wanting to give them water for life. We're wanting to encourage them where they are. But they also know this. We're going to ask them to notice the unnoticed. And as I said in the earlier program this week, they want to be an answer to somebody's prayers. And they want to be the miracle somebody's longing for. And they can be. Okay, what caused you to be moved toward these people and do these special things that you're continuing to do? I mean, you're now trying to rescue people that never knew anybody would ever even know they existed. What happened? Tell us about the things you've done for the challenge.
Well, there's been so many things that have I've been able to see from my parents, but one of the greatest life-changing moments for me was when I was 15 years old and I was in the jungles of the Philippines, and I had the chance to meet a boy who was born with his feet on backwards. And because of that, his village looked at him as cursed, as less than, as insignificant. And to them, he was a throwaway. But I really felt like God put it on my heart that he's not a throwaway to him, and he better not be a throwaway to me. And I knew that day, although I love sports, I had a bigger calling and a bigger mission, and it was to fight for every single boy and girl like him around the world. And that's something we're still doing to this day for those that have physical disabilities, for those with special needs, for those that are being trafficked, for those that are being thrown away, for those with terminal illnesses. You know, really, our mission is to fight for people that can't fight for themselves. And you know what? That was something that God opened my eyes to that day, and he really pricked my heart. And I knew it's one of the greatest callings that I have that I'm going to be doing until I take my last breath.
Let me tell you something, Tim. We're doing every one of those things you talked about, the surgeries, whether it's to repair a cleft palate or turn feet around or make their limbs work right. And our viewers love that. So I want, if our viewers, they just say, you know what? We have watched Tim Tebow stand up in the face of all the opposition, criticism, and the disappointments that would come to a truly gifted athlete. He never gives up, even in what he knows he's gifted to do physically. But his purpose has always been to fulfill God's purpose. If our viewers say, how can I help Tim do what God puts on his heart? What's the best website or address to go where I'm very happy for them to just send you money directly and support you in what you're doing if God touches their heart? We don't have to guard our viewers' income. We ask them to let God guard it and God guide it. And they have been the most wonderful people in the world. So where would they go if they said, I want to help Tim Tebow? I want to help him do what God puts on his heart.
Well, that's so sweet of you. They could just go to timtebowfoundation.org and check out all 16 of our initiatives in 73 countries and what God has opened the doors for us to do. But, you know, it is not my goal to come on here and try to have people join us. What my goal is for people to do something, because I believe we're all called to do something, to live out the mission that God has for us. And you know what, guys? It's not about joining, my ministry. It's not about life today. It is about Jesus's hope for us to have abundant life. And we all get to be part of that ministry. You can do it with life today. You can do it with us. You can do it with a bunch of organizations. But you are called to do it. Let's don't stay on the sidelines. Get in the game. Don't look back at the end of your life and say, you know what? I was successful, but in all the things that don't matter. You know what? That's not what I want to do at the end of my life, is be successful in things that don't matter. But you know what I want to be successful at is loving people, because then I don't feel like it's success, it's significance. And I would rather have a life of significance than a life of success.
I love you, Tim Tebow. Betty, what do you want to say to Tim?
Well, I've just been sitting here listening to y'all's conversation back and forth. And I think that if people will get your book, Tim, their hearts will really be blessed. It will encourage them. It will inspire them. It will give them hope and know that God now has a purpose for their life. It's not, well, what if I was in this different situation? I think I'll wait till later on when I'm better off where I can serve God better. No, God's calling you now. He wants you to serve Him now. He has a purpose for you now. He is not limited. There's no limits to what God wants to do in your life. And what God wants you to do is as important as what we might do, Tim might do, anybody might do. So don't let that limit you. God has no limits. Just surrender to what He wants you to do, and you'll be the happiest and most loving and giving person to serve God.
I think I married well, Tim. I got a little Demi here, too, and you got a Betty, and we want to get to know her. We want to bless you. We love South Africa so much. I was there at the height of apartheid. Had a little bit to do with the chief of the Zulus not killing millions of people, how to pray for Mandela, how to really push back on apartheid, not see the nation blow to you know what, and then to literally, we have saved 18 million children's lives, all starting in South Africa, but spreading throughout all the third world countries on the continent. So, you heard what Betty's saying. You have inspired us. Our viewers, they share your vision. I think we share his vision. I think we've been captured by his vision. And that's what you want. You want everybody to find out the possible mission is to be captured by his vision and his mission. And then he gives us the power and the love and the courage and the compassion and the conviction to do what he's left us here to do, and that's to reveal him in all of his glory. You know, the father of lies has revealed how ugly his fruit is. It's awful, it's deadly, it's destructive. But the father of life and truth and freedom, if his family would just reveal that. That's what I see this book helping do, is to wake up the family of the perfect father to look like him. Wouldn't that be wonderful if that happened?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I just want to say thank y'all so much for your love and your passion for Jesus and your passion for people. And you know what? That's just my heart, is that I can just love Jesus a little bit more every day and love people a little bit more every day and love what Jesus loves and love who Jesus loves. And I believe that Jesus loves people so much. And so I want to have that heart to love people. And thank y'all for what you've done for so long and being faithful with it. And you know, it just takes consistency over and over, being willing to do it. And just want to say thank you for doing that. And just that consistency of being willing to say every day, you know, what matters is more than just my feelings, is more than what the world's going to throw at me. It's what Jesus wants me to do. It's what my calling is. It's what my purpose is. It's what my mission is. And I want to live out the mission.
Well, you're looking at a 78-year-old couple that have been married 59 years. And our three children, 11 grandchildren, 10 married, they and their spouses love Jesus with all their heart. We know all 14 of our great-grandchildren will. And that's what we inspire our viewers to do, and that's what your book's going to do. Tim, I'm going to show people right now the starving people in Africa that we're going to save because of the love of God and doing exactly what you said. And we're going to send every person that will reach out and feed a child that's hungry and just say, we're going to touch them with the love of God. We're going to send, along with some other gifts, your book to bless them. And we want to thank you for being with us. And I'm going to turn right now and let our viewers see what's going on in Africa. That's so important, and you'll be able to watch it. And you be praying for us as we'll be praying for you. And we're going to stay close as long as we're alive, okay? Thanks, Tim. Let's look in,
yes,
if
sir.
You would.
God right. bless you guys. Thank y'all so much.
God bless you, my friend. You bless us. Let's look in right now in a situation where love is the only hope, and you can be the miracle people long for and the answer to these prayers. Watch very prayerfully and very closely.
Angola is suffering the worst drought in 40 years. Without rainfall, the land is struggling. Without rainfall, the crops are failing. And without rainfall, the families are suffering. This is causing precious families to endure malnutrition and even death.
Mothers that we speak to in clinics that are totally overfilled with children, malnutrition clinics where those children are literally fighting for their lives each and every day. And in the villages, we encounter mothers and they tell us stories, heartbreaking stories, of how they literally have no food.
Vi a correr se vai poder só me ajudar. Bastante eu dormia fome, penso mais daquele caminho que eu passei. Na mesma eu penso que vou perder mais de novo a criança.
Rita's story is a story of pain, of tragedy, because of one thing, a lack of food. She said, some days we eat once a day, other times we don't eat at all. And on the days we don't eat, I say to the children, just pray and sleep. Pray that God will send somebody to help us. Pray that God will provide. Please help us today. Help us today to extend that hand of help to Rita, to Rosa, to the mothers and the children that they represent in these villages that so desperately need our help.
30 years ago, Betty and I marched into hell. Death, starvation, malnutrition everywhere, contaminated water, and we marched in for a heavenly cause. We didn't know how serious it'd be. We didn't know if anybody would help. But Betty, now please listen to me. I want this to hit home. When we saw those little children, many of them in refugee areas where they came just wishing somebody would help them, they were pressed out of their areas of starvation. In Mozambique, they were pressed out because of Marxism. Communism had taken over the country. It was a death place. Very dangerous. People were fighting outside our room where we were in old refurbished hotels. And they're fighting with the automatic weapons in the street below us. And people were being killed everywhere. And there we said, God, we see the need, but will anybody meet it? And here's what I want you to hear. Now think about this. 18 million little children's and family members' lives saved because Betty, somebody watching Life Today, said, I'll help those. I'll help three. I'll help five. I can help 10. Because literally, we told them that with special prepared, nutritious porridge-type soup mix that has the exact nutritional ingredients necessary for that area, that situation. And by the way, you built several food factories. The UN wanted us to prepare the food. We couldn't do it. We could barely keep up with what we're doing. And you made that possible. But 18 million lives saved, one at a time. Like, you remember the mothers that would hold these little children. Many of them, their children were starving because the mother was so malnourished, she had no milk to give her children. In one life at a time, our viewers started saying, I'll take them. They said, Betty, I'll take three. I'll take five. I'll take 10. $30, $50, $100. This is no exaggeration. This is not total child care. This is saving lives, but giving them a future. And then we train them how to build a future. And then we begin feeding them in school to keep them coming because they have nothing. And you've touched nations. You've changed nations. You changed Mozambique with love. And there's no question the mission outreach did that. There is no question about it. It was a miracle of love, one life at a time. So when we say to you, and Betty, we ask our viewers, will you do it? They saved 18 million lives already. And right now we've got this horrible drought and we've got problems all over the third world. But would you give $30, $50, or $100 to save three, five, or 10 children? Could you give $1,000 and save 100 lives? Father, please, today, we have some beautiful gifts to give people to say thank you, but they're giving the gift of life. Betty, let's just pray that every person watching will help. Will you do it? Would you please right now, would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? Dial the number on the screen or go online. And if you could help us save 10 lives with a gift of $100, please do it. If you could do more, I believe you will. But listen, three is huge. It saves three lives. Please do what God leads you to do. Please.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you The Chosen, 40 Days with Jesus. From the creators of the widely popular television drama, The Chosen, this devotional invites you to discover Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Amazing Grace Sheet Music Framed Wall Art. This timeless and well-beloved hymn can be displayed as a reminder of God's grace to you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, my heart is just broken sitting here in this cemetery surrounded by graves that are, each and every one of them, graves for children. Little lives that have been stolen by malnutrition, children who've starved to death because they didn't have enough food. It truly breaks my heart. But you know what breaks my heart even more is the fact that we could have avoided this. We could have changed this. We could have stopped these graves from being filled with these little lives. We could have saved these children if we'd just been able to act in time. If we'd just been able to get to their village, take mission feeding and give them a bowl of food a day. I need your help today. I need you to help me to ensure that the next grave doesn't get filled with another child who died for no good reason. Please, give a gift of life today. Give the gift of mission feeding. If you can give $30, $50, or $100, you can save 3, 5, or 10 children. 10 children's lives that are relying on you. 10 mothers that are saying, please, please give that gift today. Please help save my child's life.
Well, Tim, you blessed us, and I am looking forward to sending your book to everybody that puts God's loving arms around those children that so desperately need love. And we're going to be praying for you, so let's stay in touch, and let's keep inspiring people to fulfill His kingdom purpose, because you find life when you lose it in His kingdom purpose. Thank you for being such an inspiration.
Thank you, guys. God bless y'all, and thank you for your marriage, your faithfulness, and for loving Jesus so well.
Yeah, and thank all of you for watching. Thanks for sharing life today. Thanks for being such a tremendous blessing. Do keep praying for Tim, and if you're impressed to help him, well, do so, because I know you're going to be lifting him up. Thank you for lifting up the broken, the starving, the hungry, and the hurting. You are such a blessing to so many. Thank you.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today. Award-winning singer-songwriter Curtis Grimes explains the shift in his personal life and his music. Next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.